Surya Dharma Ali, the religious affairs minister, has said that the Jamaat Ahmadiyya sect should be broken up because its followers violated regulations and are not Muslim. The Ahmadiyya sect, which has 200,000 followers across the country, breaks with mainstream Islam because its followers do not believe the Prophet Muhammad was the final prophet. In 2008, the Indonesian government banned the group from propagating the faith. The religious affairs minister says Ahmadiyya has defied this restriction and should now be banned. Shafi Anwar with the International Center for Islam and Pluralism says the minister's call to restrict the religion contradicts the values and laws he should be upholding.
This is definitely against human rights, against religious freedom, against our constitution and against our Islamic principle.
He says Ahmadiyya has been a sanctioned religion by the government since 1954, and its members should enjoy the same protection under the law as other religions. However, some Muslims say Ahmadiyya is not a separate religion, but a deviant sect of Islam, and therefore does not enjoy the same constitutional protection. In the past few months, there have been attacks on Ahmadiyya mosque by fundamentalist Islamic groups. At a hearing in the House of Representatives on Monday, the religious affairs minister said that Ahmadiyya should be disbanded to prevent further problems. Anwar says the attacks happened because the government, particularly President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, refuses to speak out against the violence and for religious freedom.
President SBY make a serious mistake. Why? Because he doesn't take any firm position. If he just say that order the police and order to arrest those who attack Ahmadiyya or any other non-Muslim groups, I think the police will follow.
The president thus far has refused a comment, so the Minister of Religious Affairs statement is the clearest indication of where the government stands on this issue. While Indonesia has the world's largest Muslim population, the government is secular and the constitution guarantees freedom of religion. However, the country has seen sporadic violence between different religious groups over the past decade. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.